Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. We're glad to have you. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover just about everything. As you know, this is just a show. So if you want personalized advice outside of this show, reach out to my team and we'd be more than happy to talk with you one-on-one. You can go to redrockretirementradio.com to request more from my team. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which we have all across the state of Utah. You just need to go to our website again, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my co-host, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here, Colby.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
If you want to submit some more questions, you can always email them to us at questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Colin, what should we do with our old life insurance policy now that the kids are grown?
Life insurance is a funny thing. Some people will come in and they'll have a life insurance policy that they said it's part of their investment plan. Some people will come in with the term policy and it was just to protect their kids in case they passed away and their spouse. It's not part of our investment plan. It's not an investment vehicle, it's insurance. So can we use it as a financial vehicle, or is it just insurance, something to protect myself, and then when it's done, it's done? Well, there's other people on the radio who talk about life insurance, and they look at it as term is the only solution to everything we need with life insurance. And I think that's a valid point. I think that's something we should really talk about for a moment here before we jump into this other question. Is life insurance good or bad? Is whole life and universal life and term life, which one's the good one, which is the bad one, which one's the ugly one? And can they all be good and can they all be bad? Yeah, they really can. So I'm going to answer that right now. They're all good and they're all bad. Because if I don't have the right policy in place when I need it to do what I need it to do, then it's horrible. If I have a universal life policy, but I only needed it to protect me if I passed away while I was working, and that's all I needed was some simple insurance, darn it, like I shouldn't have bought that whole life insurance policy or that universal life policy. It's a waste of money. And I just spent years and years and years and thousands of dollars on a crappy vehicle that was not good for me. And it drives me crazy because what I find is I'll have folks who come in who I've never talked to before. I get into their finances. I find out they have this insurance policy and they're paying thousands and they're getting no benefit from it. It's not growing. The cash value sucks. Like, why do you have this vehicle? And they're like, well, I talked to this guy one time or a couple of times and I haven't heard from him since. You know how often and how frustrating it is that I see this circumstance? All the time. It's frustrating all the time because what happened was someone sold you a product. It was a transaction to them. They got their cut, they got their commission, and they walked away. Well, anyone who's worth their salt should not be a one-time transaction to you. It should be a relationship, someone who you can go back to and ask more questions and who's there to help guide you and make sure you got the right insurance product if you need an insurance product. If is the key question here. Because if we do insurance right, it could be one of the best things that you do for your retirement and one of the worst things that you can do for your retirement. And it needs to be built nearly perfectly. The problem is they're so complex that most people don't build them right and they cost you more than they help you. So what should you do with your old life insurance policy? Evaluate it. Say, what does this have to do with my retirement years? Do I need this for whatever reason? Maybe I took my pension and I took 100% benefit for myself, but my spouse doesn't get any benefit if I pass away. Well, yeah, you should have a life insurance policy because that pension is probably a big chunk of your income. So we want to make sure that we protect your income, even in retirement. Well, what if my insurance policy was for me to use as income later on in my plan because it has a cash value that can grow, and when I take the money out, it's tax-free growth. Well, we got to be careful there too, again, because if it's not built right, the cash isn't actually going to grow and it's just going to be eaten away by costs of the insurance. So we have to have a dual purpose with this insurance. It needs to protect me with the death benefit, but also if I'm using it as a financial vehicle, it needs to be structured so that the costs are really low. This doesn't happen very often. In fact, for my clients, it's pretty rare for me to bring up life insurance this way because it has to be built nearly perfectly. If we have a term policy, that's a whole different game. Because once you come to term, typically we're in our older years and the cost of insurance gets pretty expensive pretty fast, especially for a term policy. So term, when we're in retirement, typically doesn't make sense for most people I talk to. So I typically let that one run dry, let it expire, but then we can evaluate what we should do next. The other thing I like about some insurance policies is if they're built right, they'll have some sort of long-term care, critical care rider built into these, which is really cool because I think that most long-term care and critical care policies in and of themselves are a scam. But if I can get it built into something else that I can utilize and build into my plan at no extra cost, wow, that can change the game. That's the key, is what does it do for me? Why is it there? So the questions you should be really asking is, what's the purpose of this insurance policy? How much is it costing me? Is this the right one, or should I put it into a new one or get rid of it completely? And they're complex, so it might be beneficial for you to sit down with somebody who is an expert about life insurance to make sure that it is the right build. That's the key. Is it the right build for me? Let's review your current policy, the value, the purpose, the future cost. It might make sense to repurpose, reduce, or eliminate it based on your needs today and your needs tomorrow and 10 years and 20 years from now. Outdated policies can quietly drain your cash. It's a silent killer. Unfortunately, we don't see it happening because the statements are so complicated to read that you don't even know what's going on inside of that tool. This is just one risk that we have to solve. Life insurance, holding on to it longer than it fits into our plan. Really, what we're saying is having tools or paying costs that aren't necessary because we haven't looked at our total financial picture in a while, that's a risk we don't have to have in our plan. We don't need that risk. We do not need to hold on to these risks of paying for things we don't actually need.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo, present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level or skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.